Call our April 18th Commissioner meeting to order. Please stand and pledge.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Terry Ruff with the Highway Report.
Evening. Just got a few minutes here. First, did you get your copy on that COVID deal?
Yes.
I guess I need your approval to go ahead with this. You know where I'm talking about over there. That's where the roads, basically the one lane.
Yes.
Kind of a hazard for everybody. We looked into it. And, well, this is a projected cost on the thing. We can take care of this. So why don't we get that out of the way over there?
You're going to slide a culvert within the pre-existing culvert, correct?
No, it's a bridge now.
Bridge.
We're going to take the deck off the bridge, use the existing borders, whatever, the cement abutments on each side, put the culvert right in between it, slide it under the gas line. The gas line's a big issue.
Correct.
Out there.
Correct.
And we'll take care of that lane and a half bridge or whatever it is, so everybody can get through there and be safer and everything for everybody. So.
Move to approve.
We talked about this, I think, about a year ago, and it's really become...
Yeah, I think Daryl or early, yeah. Some of them was in here, kind of put a bug in our ear about it.
Yeah.
They can't get their equipment through there, and really, a blacktop of that size, or as busy as that is, shouldn't be restricted anyway.
I'll second Larry's motion.
All right, now,
motion a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carry.
We're going to try to do this ourselves.
Okay. Yeah, great.
And the only thing is we might have to we might have to rent an air compressor, but you can see the cost difference here. So bottom line, it'd be worth it even if we have to get an air compressor. So the air compressors were to run the guns and put the mold plate together.
Okay. Right.
Another question that came up today, Mr. Kruger had it, somebody asked him yesterday. Years ago, for the cemeteries, we used to give them a load of gravel a year. Well, they want stone again. And I just wanted to know what you guys' policy is on that. I forget the church or the, it's over there on the west side. Kind of a, what should I say? A favor to them, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at, but the bottom line is it used to be a common practice, now it's up to you guys on whether we continue it, I guess.
Terry, do you have any input?
I don't have a problem with it, I guess.
Is there going to be a limit? Cemeteries, different sizes.
That's just what we used to do in the past. Some of them don't need it. I guess what am I trying to say is one asked, I don't know if we're a little spread or not, but the bottom line is they asked about it. So.
I move to approve.
I'll second. Keep it minimal.
Keep us quiet. Just
pray.
Okay. Thank you. A couple other items there. We're just Berman Roads, patching holes. That's what we're doing out in the area now. We're going to have two guys possibly lined up for part-time help this summer. We've got a guy full-time that's got a health issue. And just like this mold plate stuff, this takes 3 or 4 guys at a time to put something like this together, plus the roadwork. So if we can hire them for 2 or 3 months, we're just going to go that route instead of hiring another full-time guy. But replace 2 guys we might lose, I'm not sure. So just running that by you, and really haven't got anything else. You guys got any questions? The repeater's supposed to be in by the end of the month out there. We're still using the one that they give us to use, I guess. And once they get the new one in there, we'll probably take care of. I talked to Jeff today. We're going to set the generator up out there and then get started on that. Yes.
You set the date of May 18th, tentatively, with LTAP for a road assessment or asset management program from LTAP.
That's when they're going to be here?
That's the email I got from Jessica, May 18th. I think it's 8 to noon.
I know that was coming, I just didn't know exactly, yeah. I guess, is what I'm talking
about. I've talked to Madera, Bill Monterey, Winnemac, Francisville, and they are all realizing the need, future need of asset management.
They know what the need is now.
Though. Yes.
And hats off to Jessica, she's the one that got the ball rolling on that. So
kudos to everyone there. Recognize that some of the communities are just a couple miles of the road, but yet they still need a program that the state sees that they're doing.
Well, I'm thinking of the benefits like that. When they're going to some of these smaller towns, it'll be a lifesaver for them, right?
Correct.
So,
correct.
They got to go through all the regulations first, right?
Yes. I came from Indianapolis Thursday from the Indiana Association of County and County Commissioners meeting, and $250 million pot of money for communities, counties and communities less than 50,000 are able to apply for a 50-50 grant up to 500,000 if they have the asset management program in place and their program has been selected as a contract, gets approved. So each of our communities and county can benefit from this greatly if they so do the paperwork and get approved. Nothing's guaranteed.
And we've been working on it. I don't know if you see what Jessica's got out there, but the bottom line is she don't know how much farther they go because she doesn't know exactly what they want, I guess, from what she's got now.
Correct.
So.
And you'll know more come the 18th. These communities, for instance, Madero, Winnemac, Monterey, they realize, okay, there is some extra monies out there that could be available to them, and they won't be able to capitalize on it, and this is one of the requirements. So not just benefiting the county, but our communities within is a great deal. And as I said, do the paperwork, submit it. We don't get approved, we try. And there'll be a couple of years of this funding that's going to come each year. And my God, let's capitalize this. So great job. We're moving forward with that. Appreciate it.
We'll do what we can.
Thanks for cleaning up the other night, too. Appreciate it.
That's all our time.
Vicki Wiley, you're back there. Ready to come up?
Hello,
Vicki. Hi, Vicki.
You received the financial?
Yes.
Just wanted to let you know also that we received our Medicaid reimbursement for $32,000 something. So she will sign the check and it's deposited.
That's great.
So,
is that just 1 year
yes.
Capturing and there's other years outstanding just have not been processed?
I believe that was for 2013, I believe. Charles Malcon.
Yeah. What was the amount again, Nikki?
$32,000.
Okay. Well, I'll get it.
It was over $32,000.
Okay.
I can send it to you tomorrow. I'm with Newcutt and Francisville. So.
Well, probably you'll have it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know it was over $32,000. Just to kind of update you on the transfer situation, there's been some grumbling about us denying the transfers. When I did the reports for March, I went ahead and broke it down a little bit further as to I know the last time we met, we discussed breaking it down into ALS and ULS.
Sure.
We turned down 12 ALS transfers in the month of March.
And so the question is going to be from someone other than me, possibly, is what were those categories as to why it turned down? Was it no shift, employees, et cetera, et cetera?
Pretty much the breakdown was we had no crew, 19 out of the 21 transfers that we denied. We did not have crew over the hours.
And to elaborate on the crew, we don't limit the crews. They may work two jobs. They may be working...
The only thing that we limit the crews is part-time can only do 24 hours for us a week.
Okay. You know, and I recognize that, and that's something we have to be all aware of as to why a transfer was denied. And sometimes, not necessarily, maybe not in March, but maybe in one of those February numbers, the county that we were due to transfer to was in category red. And everyone needs to be aware of that. We don't put...
Our crew, in fact, Tina was, we had a situation back in March where we were asked to take a patient back to the nursing home during that snow storm. And she's left the road. So are we to risk our crews for something that could very easily be managed? Or go into a situation where we're not able to get back out.
Correct. And I think a table with all the right people who are involved, whether it be PMH, council, commissioners, EMS, possibly an attorney if we need to, but let's review the standards and protocols we have and make sure that we are all in agreement with what we're seeing and what's written.
Which they have a copy of our adverse weather policy and our transfer policy.
Okay.
For the month of March, we denied 7 from the hospital. 5 of them were ALS to, like, Minneapolis. And, you know, that would have taken one of our primary crews out of service. Well, I'm not. So we don't have a backup system anymore to cover the county. So I have to be responsible to make sure both my trucks, if it's a BLS, it's not an emergent situation.
Correct.
We denied 2 because there's only one medic on duty. Taxpayers are paying for medic service. They deserve medic in county.
Okay. So I'm assuming you're going to have all these scenarios written out, and hopefully, if not,
we have discussed it in the ER committee.
Okay.
But the problem being is some of that I feel some of that information isn't being utilized.
Okay. So the right people at the table at the right time, and we could probably resolve a lot of these questions that might be arising from different areas. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I want to introduce Jeremy. Jeremy?
Hi, Jeremy.
He's our full-time medic. We just hired.
Congratulations. Welcome.
He's orientating with me, so I'll see if I can remember what's going on.
I believe you, I can't remember what your resume was, but you've put in several years already as a medic.
Yeah, I work in Gary, Maryville, and Dyer in Lake County. And I also am part-time at Porter County EMS and Lake of Four Seasons in Lake County at this time.
Well, strong work, and thank you for coming here to Pulaski County and putting your time in here with us. We appreciate that.
Anything else EMS related?
No. Thank you.
You're welcome. On the flip side, being chairperson of the safety committee, I don't know if we updated you on the 24-8 ago that we did last time. I can't remember if I did.
I did not hear from you, but go ahead.
We have members of the committee here, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. The drill was successful. We had a courthouse and its recycling, EMS, and highway was 100% participation.
Great. Right.
Justice Center did not participate. So we found some issues that we need to relay and get them to the table. During our critique, I know Brad, myself, the highway, we're kind of vulnerable out there at tornado hits.
Yeah, you are.
So we, as a committee, started looking into shelters. And if somebody wants to jump up and help me, Sherry, we started, Terry found one for a bug ground for how many people were you at?
27 people.
Unfortunately, I couldn't have cost. So, I guess what we're, as a committee, if we were going to move forward, we would like you guys to get involved. We'll need presentations, what needs to be done for us as a county group. You know, Brad, you have flooding issues, right?
Yes.
We have some. Jeff?
Pardon?
Did you want to throw in something?
We look at several different pipes depending on the locations because Brad has issues with water. The EMS station has issues with water. And so certain types of shelters aren't usable in certain areas. The price ranges are pretty dramatic. We can get those numbers to you. At this point, though, with the work that everybody did on safety committee, it's pointing to the direction that we need to do something because there is no shelter at the highway or EMS or recycling. If the tornado comes through there, there's nowhere for those guys to go.
Jason, generally we have added benefits of protection. Would that reflect anywhere on our insurance policies in regards to something like this?
I mean, it's certainly not going to hurt. I mean, anything I can show them at renewal time that you're taking steps, like the committee helped this year, specifically with the work comp, but anything we can take to them to show them you're trying to take steps to make things better, reduce
correct.
You know, events from happening, it can't hurt.
Correct. And Sherry, EMA grant monies towards providing these shelters, whether affiliated here with the courthouse and employees and or communities, are there any, could there be something out there possibly we just have not really looked into?
I haven't looked for anything right now, but I will. I can and get back with you on that.
And I can assist you there too.
Go ahead. I can.
From the surface, this is the right direction. Is this going to happen tomorrow?
No. And we understand that. So, you know, I guess, like Jeff said, we're kind of asking for guidance. Should we go ahead and start getting prices and looking at what would fit best for each department, each location, and then move forward?
Yes, it's my opinion.
Sorry. These wouldn't fit in every location, but there's a place in Cloverdale that handles these plastics, they're fiberglass, they're plastic. And just a little bit sticks out above the ground, and there's stairs and certain seats. I don't know how many, there's different sizes, I'm sure.
Right.
But some of them, dark end of Cloverdale.
Okay. Yeah. But that's the thing, you know,
with
the flooding.
It's
going to
be different.
Different, you know,
right.
Where we put ours. Accessible
for us, Brad,
so we have a blessing to go ahead and start kind of
yes.
Yeah, Terry is, you know, out of the highway for the community room. He's going to need something larger than what we would need at the recycle and the EMS station.
Terry couldn't You don't have your older culverts and secure it to the...
I tried to go the low budget route, but I got shot down. They said we don't get sucked out of the culvert. So.
All right.
But
we were thinking.
We gotta be safe, I guess. We're going to do anything real right, I guess.
All right, I think...
I stopped and looked at these and actually went down and went up, and I would imagine it was a whole 8 or 10 people. And I'm thinking they're running, off the top of my head, $4,000 or something like that.
We saw, what was the one? It was like $5,000, and it was polyurethane?
Ethylene
or something. Yeah. And so, I mean, we kind of...
Yeah.
If you got the drainage, that would work great, but you know, if you're in a low area, it's going to fill up with water. You know, you got to be above ground, and out there we've got water issues. So.
That's
the update
on mine.
Okay. Outstanding. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, one thing.
A few weeks ago, you approved a conference request attendance for Sydney Nichol and Doug Hoover, Mike Blount, and a friend of Somatic Ticker, to a GIS meeting, but on Monday State, meet contract through WTH. Who gave us the heads up about it. So we attended this meeting. We was headed up by the Indiana Geographic Information Officer, and what they wanted to discuss was the current photography that we use in all of our state maps that we all work on is dated 2011. The state is doing replotting right now, and we're photographing right now for the middle part. The problem is our standard pictures are 12 inches. They are offering 6-inch and 3-inch images, which come at a higher cost. The state will pay for the first $30 for the first 12-inch images. If we were to budget money to buy into it next year, it would be a higher cost. Our contact from the WTH told us the state really screwed up. They didn't tell us that they were doing this. And even those of us that went to the WTH Asia Conference in March, they never said anything about the state doing the replying and re-photographing. But our group talked about it on the way home, and at lunch, and we decided for what I do in my parcel layer, what Cindy does in her assessment, what Doug does for building inspector and zoning, what they showed us of the 3- and 6-inch images would not be of any great help to us. But since we all sync our layers once a week and it's all uploaded to the public GIS website, they have access to all this information. We wanted to let you guys know that this is an option. Some of the other counties, the bigger counties, are doing 3- and 6-inch imaging in their cities and towns for assessing and for, you know, zoning.
Did they give a breakdown of cost, additional cost? State pays for that 12 inch.
$30,
yeah. And did they give any estimates of what a 6-inch would be?
I think the 6-inch was an additional $89 per mile.
59.85 would be the cost to the county because the state would pay for the first $30. And then the 3-inch would be $194.
They showed an example of it. And
were you happy with the example?
As far as the assessor's office,
yes.
I don't think that upgrade, what they call it, would really benefit our office.
Doug? I have to agree with you. It was sure nice. Don't be wrong.
I am.
But for the cost, no, I don't think it's...
We're not there.
No, we're not there. And the nice thing about it, they take these photos with leaves off, not like Google where you have leaves on, these are leaves off, so you get a pretty good picture.
They're doing the central from top to bottom of the state.
Well, I thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for bringing us some great information. And I appreciate the effort coming up here and speaking in front of us, but just give us what the state's going to give us.
That's right.
And stay there.
We agree.
And, you know, another year, another century, maybe, but right now, let's capitalize on what we have here. And
if you're interested in seeing the difference between the 12-inch and... can't remember Fulton County by the upgrade.
Okay.
I can't remember. It seems like they got the 3-inch.
I thought they did get the 3-inch.
Yeah. So if you're interested,
make a trip over there.
Mm-hmm. Or you could talk. They don't have the images uploaded yet. We're supposed to get our new images at the end of the year.
So answer me this. We're doing a 2016 flyover. Mm-hmm. What was the last flyover?
2011.
So is this going to be common every 5 year?
Generally, they try to do it like every 3 years.
Three years.
The last time they weren't able to do our section because there was a lot of flooding.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So I know Terry's left here, but Terry wrote from the highway department. This is another tool to actually look at the photograph of our roads in 2011. Now we're having 2016 and show the deterioration in those 5 years, or otherwise every 3 years if it was in the right sync. And still you're not needing that 3-inch or 6-inch view or something like that, but you can't see.
Well, I think what we all decided was for a small enough county that if you need to go out and eyeball something, you can go out and eyeball it.
Great information. Anything else you'd like to pass on? So do you need official motions that don't do this?
No, I'm just going to ask my question.
I appreciate the presentation, and thank you very much. Well, thank you for attending the training. Anytime you can get that training, it's beneficial not just to yourself, but for the county and our residents. So, great job.
Okay,
great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Doug.
Have a very nice weekend.
Brad?
Okay.
Recycling transfer station.
Good evening.
Hello.
Considerably. Part of it was due to payment from the town on the hauling building that they tore down on Logan Street. But if you take that off of the top, which was $4,500, it still turned out to be $80 a ton average, which is $12 higher than what it's normally been running. So our price increase per bag drop is working.
Great. Great.
We had a pretty good month, too, for credit card machine usage. That was kind of surprising. Yeah. There's been a little bit of, discrepancy on whether we should be charging the 3%, but after you explain it to them, there's no problem. Cardboard sales, price per ton is still holding on. It did go up another $5 this month, so next month we'll be increasing somewhat on that too. Scrap metal was $70 a ton last month, but it is now $105. So it's starting to creep back up some too. I have a lot of stuff in transit. Some of the plastics are hard to move at the moment, because of supply and demand and price. Inventory is down, basically. We've tried to move everything out. My expenses were pretty much sort of normal. other than I've got the scales on there, Steinhoffer inspection, and then had to purchase the small scales because the other one wouldn't pass, so everything was running smoothly at that end. I've got a forklift that is needing an engine. It is tired. It's using a lot of oil. I've priced the same size forklift and reconditioned, which was a 10-year-old machine, but it's going to run about twice as much as what it's going to be to replace the engine. If I replace the engine, I'm going to be down for 2 weeks, but I still have another forklift I can use. The money would be coming from the solid waste district. It would not be used out of my county budget.
Very good. Do we need a contact? I'll make a motion to move ahead with that repair, with the funding of that repair coming out of the solid waste district. That'd be my motion.
I'll second that, Larry.
I'll give you a copy of the quotes I got from Larry Brothers out of Reynolds.
Yeah. And you said you have a replacement on hand, otherwise.
We have an extra lift.
We have an extra. We don't need to rent one for 2 weeks while it's being repaired. Will Carol need an email from myself saying it's okay, or will you just take the minutes?
Either or would be fine, just so she knows that you've approved it.
Okay. I can reach out to her and just make sure what she needs.
Okay. I have a motion of second to approve the engine replacement.
It's going to be at $4,800. So the cost of the repair to be submitted to the solid waste district is $4,800. And yes, I second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. So Brad with that.
I've got two more quotes here for a tarp for one of our trucks. To be legal, we have to be tarped going into the landfill, which we do have a tarp for one truck, but if that truck is turned down or in the shop for service, I don't have any way to haul open top containers without tarping. It wouldn't be so bad to tarp them here because you can do it out of the ground. If it's taken off, it's going to be climbing around in the truck down there at the landfill. And I could see an accident waiting to happen there. So I got a quote from Blake and Terry in terms of equipment both.
Okay. Thank you.
I have a quote from A for a tarping system. The length is $4,418. And from Terry Truck Equipment, and these are like items, pretty much the
same manufacturer,
actually. For $5,675. And then I motion to move forward with this purchase, and this is going to be coming out of transfer station
equipment purchases
for $4,418 for Link Environmental. And this equipment is designed so if in the event that our truck goes down for whatever and we need to replace it, this piece of equipment will fit on the newer equipment that we do require. So that's great.
Have a motion second to purchase the tarp
and
equipment.
Tarp and equipment, yeah.
From Link for $2,419.
Can I ask a question? Are these the same thing? Are they the same equipment?
Same type of equipment, yes.
Yes.
And you have a motion and second. All in favor?
All in favor? Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I have nothing else unless...
Did they say how long that would take if that's put on, a week or so, or less?
I could probably have it in 2 weeks.
Okay. Installed. But you won't need it because you have the other truck? But
right. Well, I want to get the other truck in for service and other stuff, so...
Good.
We're going into the busy season for shingles.
Yes, we are. We've got more hailstorms, don't we?
Yeah.
All right, Brad, thank you.
Thank you, Brad.
Laura, come on up. I don't think John's here, is he?
Not at all.
Okay.
Laura, how are you doing? Twice in 1 week I've spoken with you. Actually, this week, three. It's awesome.
Yeah. I need to get my hats. First, before we get on to the real business of why I'm here, I want to update you and thank you once again for agreeing to reassign our early voting to the library. We have had 156 people go through early voting, and that's 150 to 200 people is our normal range for 28 days. We've had 12 days of voting.
Awesome.
Now, there are two things at play here. We have a new place, which is much more accessible, more private, and we've had lots of great feedback about it. And we also have an election that's generating some excitement. So hopefully between the two, but I can't think that moving to the library has been a negative thing. I think that's been an additional positive. So I just wanted to thank you for that.
Thank you.
Secondly, I believe you have, or Sheila has, some forms to sign.
Yes.
You may remember in our vote center plan that we submitted to the state, we had to have an emergency plan.
Yes.
And we did. We laid it out, but we didn't have the documentation behind that plan to document exactly who was going to be responsible for what. So what we'd like to do, we realized that, wanted to get it firmed up on paper. And then we will submit this as our first addendum to our plan. These vote center plans are ever-growing documents. And some of those have already been run through the various officials or town councils that have had to be involved. You'll notice that there are two towns that are going to be supplying generators. The others right now will come from EMA if necessary. And Sheriff Ridgewine has agreed to supply the hotspots should the internet go down in a certain area. Of course, if there's a global issue in terms of the entire county or something, that then falls to the commissioners, and we probably wouldn't be having an election that day if there were a tornado or whatever. But this is just a spot thing, but we needed to be prepared for all five centers, and so that's why we have a variety of a memorandum of understanding there to sign.
I'll make a motion to go ahead and proceed on signing these.
Actually, second motion. Motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you very much. And you know, anytime you want, you can go to the Indiana Election Division website, and there's a section that's for vote centers, and you can review every vote center plan that's been submitted by every county, and ours is right there with it. There are six counties beginning vote centers this year, and we are one of them.
Great.
And there are 29 altogether now.
Fantastic.
It's a growing thing. They piloted it from 2007 to 2011 with three counties.
What are some of the comments on the format of equipment and...
I think people have been a little nervous when they walk in and then they realize it's so simple that it goes so quickly that it's not scary at all. You know?
Right.
And, of course, the machines, while all new inside, don't look different on the outside, so there's a comfort level, too. So we've had nothing but positive comments.
Fantastic.
That's it.
Hey, thank you so much.
Did you want to take these?
Do you need this one?
For the election board needs to sign here. Could you give them back to Christy?
Yeah.
And we'll take care of it at our next meeting.
Sheriff, do you want to come up now?
Anything really other than to bring you guys up to date on some, just one thing we're going to ask the council for their next meeting in May. We started working on the 911 center to get it almost everything over there is original equipment. So we've kind of guarded the 911 fund here for the first year and a half, and I think we've now got to where we're ready to start putting some new stuff in there. So one of them is a recording system. The original one hasn't worked probably fully for the whole time I've been in office. One of the consoles doesn't record at all, and I think you were part of one of those, so we need to get that fixed. So that's our plan, is ask for that money here in May and get that fixed. And then we're in the process of talking to, we checked with a company over in Whitley County. They were a little bit cheaper than Motorola. Stark County went with that company as far as the new consoles and all the stuff in the 911 center. And I just don't feel comfortable with them. Mm-hmm. And Kane's also looked at him, the 911 director over there, and he has the same thoughts. So we're probably going to go with the most of you folks in the council have a different idea. But anyways, we're probably going to go with Motorola that we've had in the past, and we're still kind of waiting on there. We're pretty sure what the rest of it's going to be, just a written document that tells us what it is. And I think we'll be able to cover the whole ball of wax with the 911 fund and not ask for any money. So that's what we're doing. So that's what I had to talk about tonight, and then I can probably update you further on your first meeting in May, and then we'll go with the council and see what they have to say about spending the money. So it's money, you know, I'm sure everybody knows where the 911 money comes from. It's a tax you pay on your phone system for that, and it gets divvied back to the counties on a percentage, and there are certain things that you can spend that money on, certain things you can't.
Correct.
So that's where it's coming from.
Sheriff, you have my support on this, moving forward on this project. Good luck with that.
All right.
And so you got a few of your members help out with the trees this weekend. Helping take down and land in work. We appreciate that.
Okay.
We'd like to get it rated. I'm glad I was able to get some gear rated.
They don't take much sometimes, so, and they appreciate that.
Yeah.
So, you know, we buy a lot of pizzas over there from our pocket for car washes and that kind of thing, and it goes a long way. So.
Doing a great job, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. Okay. Old business, Sheila.
Did you get the internal control timeline sheets? I faxed them this morning again. We've got to try to have that done by the first part of June.
Okay.
And it's a policy.
Possible. I didn't check. You're talking to me, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. That asked him to me today.
It should have, because I emailed him again this morning.
I didn't see an email. Okay.
There was a joint session scheduled for the 27th, and we're going to change it to the 26th at 6 o'clock at West Central High School, and it's on the courthouse renovation. We're going to have Jeff check tomorrow to make sure that date is available. Other than that, there'll be something out telling you a new date if that doesn't work. Conference approvals.
Before you get on that, Sheila, I just scratched this down. We talked last meeting about the little glitches with the county home zoning issue. Nathan is attending tonight's meeting, and we're going to try to get that resolved so we can get that property sold. And I'll talk to him tomorrow, hopefully. Okay.
I had emailed all these to you.
Mm-hmm.
Dave King, going to the NEMA APCO conference in April. Chris Schramm and Jason Woodworth are going to detective training in July. Doug Hoover is requesting to go to Indianapolis for an IFC fire protection system meeting. Larry Brady to attend the AIC annual meeting. Christy Hoffa to attend herself and a deputy for the Clerk's State Board of Accounts conference. And Christy had another one of her deputies to attend the Court Security Administrator training.
I'll entertain a motion to approve these.
So moved.
Motion. I got a second here, and motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
I have a tax sale contract that I did email to you. Lynn and I need to both sign this, but so do you. It's not marked.
Move to approve the contract with SRI on tax sales.
I'll second the motion. Motion second. All in favor?
I think it's closer to the back.
I think so, too, yes.
CASA wants to be able to sell flowers on the courthouse sidewalk on May 6th and May 7th, May 14th, and Sunday the 15th.
Move to approve the permission to sell flowers for the CASA program. I talked to Sarah Croft the other day.
Second. Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
You already did the next one.
Did that.
Approve and sign the telephone permits. The addresses are on there.
Are we going to need to read all those addresses or just go ahead and...
Go ahead and read them if you want. That's okay.
Here we go. County Road 600 North at 1200 West, West to 600 East and South to 325 North, and County Road North 200 East between County Road East 800 North and County Road East 600 North to County Road East 600 North between County Road North 200 East and County Road North 400 East. Also at southeast corner of County Road 300 Northeast and at County Road East 700 North. That's all.
Entertain a motion to approve.
Big one.
Move to approve and sign.
Second. Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. How many of you have two?
Sign both of them, and I'll send one to the telephone company, and the other one I'll keep for our file.
Also.
Mm-hmm.
Things I want to add to this as possible.
Sure.
Lately, in our drainage board meetings that we hold generally on the third Monday, we've been talking about a drainage issue over the Franceville area in regards to flooding on the west side. West side of 421, pardon me. I have reached out to NDOT. And NDOT has brought their cameras in, and they have determined some issues with some of the drain tiling, both on the east and west side of the road. I've also contacted CSX Railroad and the roadmaster Al Monon, who is new to our area, and they are coming in to take a look at the drain tile under the railroad in regards to whether the elevation is too high and or if the diameter of the drain tile is too small. On our end, the County Highway Department, in conjunction with John's tiling and excavating and Jerry Goodwine's tile excavating, they've gone in and removed and replaced the drain tile, the culvert under County Road 1450 West, and with the donation of a tiling from Fratco Engineering, or Fratco in Franceville, their donation of tiling. With all that being said, we have also contacted NIPSCO in regards to the Norway Dam and Monticello, and in regards to the output of water out of the dam without having the proper output at the dam. The water does not leave our ditches as we would like them to. That's causing the flooding of our basements in certain communities, certain areas. NDOT's report back is there is going to be a project in 2017 and on portion of the drain tile issues on 421. And they will give me a further report in regards who has the ownership of the drain tiling along 421 behind Todd's and in front of all those businesses there and such, with hopes to come up with a plan of action to help alleviate some of the ongoing problems there. In regards to Madarieville and County Road 200 North and the drain tiling under the 200 North between the stop sign 421, NDOT does take ownership of that, and they're going to jet that out in hopes to relieve the water buildup on the northwest side of Madarieville, which flows into the Antrim ditch. So we as a county have done what we feel is necessary in getting those two ditches in a workable condition that could assist, but again, there's some other people at play that could affect the flow of the water going down the way. Back in earlier in this winter, we had a winter storm that took out several utility poles along 421, generally south of Francisville. For those that still listen to AM radio, as you come north there at the south on 421, at the junction of 114 south of Francisville, to the West Central School, you're going to hear nothing but static. I've reached out to NIPSCO, and the lady says, I've never heard of that. She goes, let me do some checking, and she got back. She goes, you're right. And so they have sent the helicopters down the road along the power lines, and they have determined that there is some added interference from their electrical lines that they will need to come back in later date with another helicopter to zero in exactly where that interference is originating from so they can fix their side of the house and thus hopefully fix the interference. Just a little update. Thank you very much.
Entertain a motion to approve minutes.
Are there any questions about the minutes? Otherwise, I will move to approve the minutes as presented.
I'll second the motion. The motion is second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Sheila, were there any problems with the claims?
No.
I entertain a motion to approve and sign payroll and claims as presented.
I'll make a motion to sign payroll and claims as presented.
Second. Motion is second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Move to adjourn.
I'll second. Have a motion second. Adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Stand adjourned.
Oh, are you sure?
Yes. Thank you.
You touched me today. You know me that you don't want to talk about the past.
What did I do that?
Yes, because you know what the basics
So I talked to our baby today.
Well, and
he thinks maybe
he's going to put up a
tomorrow wall.
He can email me and then save everything and then send it to
the office. He was going to give us maybe some dates.
Again, he did his job. He did his job. All he's going to do is wait 3 minutes or whatever for the meeting to be over. He can check with all the paperwork and he has everything in it.
Right. And he does.
Joe, thanks for coming. I'm sure you had other exciting things to do on your day.